14th, 1967 from India. And we have arranged with all of our wisdom, 12-year-old devotees, to have them do the service. And Upendra's appointed cook, Upendra's 70. You know who he is. And we know about that much about Prashan and everything. So Prabhupada is working on teachings of Lord Chaitanya manuscripts. And Gorsundar's got a big brain. And Govinda has a big heart. She's like mama, little mama, without any kids. And anyway, Prabhupada says, so, I don't know if he asked them if Gorsundar knew how to do languages or not. He said, no, but I can probably learn Buddhism. He said, can you learn Bengali? And I can learn, and he said, yeah, I can learn, get a book and write a book. And he looked over and went in, and I said, can you type? She said, no, I'm terrible with machines. I said, all right. And then he gave the instruction that anything you want to learn how to do to please Krishna, vibrate these prayers, and we taught the young again for them. Whatever you want to do for Krishna's service, whatever, and before you begin any endeavor to offer to Krishna, say these prayers. So we in our ashram, we say them morning till night, practically. It's not just before this class or that class, but before any sangha, before every time there's no time, we go in the kitchen, these girls are trained up, everybody comes in Banabihari's kitchen, and you say your Om Namah prayers. And even if they don't know them, they will repeat them. We just vibrate them. And if you don't know the significance of it, it's a calling out. It's a nice instruction, isn't it? I don't think it's maintained in some places in this country. It's powerful. These vibrations are powerful. Prabhupada said that, and sure enough, Gorsundar learned Bengali, and she became a rapid text for Prabhupada's service. Nice, huh? Thank you, Sri. I would like to offer each one of you this morning mentally a huge, very fragrant, not heavy, not wet, but garland of Nag Champa flowers. Those garlands.
The trees, there's no leaves even on the trees. Mm. They look like pieces of coral standing.
Yeah, but they're beautiful, aren't they? Yeah.
In Key West, they remain the leaves sometimes. I think it's cool.
Don't you love Champa flowers to offer the deity? Yeah. I wanted to tell you, Manavaji, for your deity, there's three beautiful blossoms of little star jasmines to go out, and you can pick them,
the mogra,
and put them on your deity. Mm.
I don't know if I ever sent those to you by email, but I'll just get.
Relief. Really?
Still by
at night.